William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Ninth Medal by Benjamin Percy. Performed by Julia Whalen.
For Lisa, always. And for my father, Pete, who taught me to study the night sky with wonder. Prologue. It begins with a comet. Decades ago, an infrared telescope captured the thermal emission streaking through the solar system. Eventually, it was determined to be 300.2 kilometers wide and orbiting the sun in an elongated ellipse that would bring it within 500,000 miles of Earth. The moon, by comparison, is 238,900 miles away. This would be, scientists said, a beautiful light show that everyone should enjoy all the more, knowing that we'd narrowly escaped planetary annihilation. The official name of the comet was P/2011C9, but most people called it Kane, the surname of the astronomer who'd discovered it. 20 years later, it burned into view and made its close pass by Earth. People took off work. They gathered at soccer fields and in parking lots, on rooftops and along sidewalks, setting up lawn chairs and picnic blankets and grills and coolers as though readying for a fireworks display. Everyone suddenly owned a telescope. Vendors sold comet t-shirts and hats and keychains and plush stuffed toys. Surfers stacked up on beaches, waiting for the big waves they believed would come from the gravitational flux. At least two cults killed themselves off, announcing this was the end of the world and the comet a gateway to the vault of heaven. Professors and scientists and religious leaders became regular guests on cable news shows, where they talked about how comets had long been associated with meteorological and human disasters, tsunamis, earthquakes, and droughts. In 44 BC, when Caesar was assassinated, his soul was said to depart the earth and join the comet flaming overhead. In AD 79, a comet's arrival aligned with the eruption of Vesuvius. In AD 684, when Halley's comet passed by, the Black Death broke out, and in 1066, when it made another appearance, William the Conqueror won the Battle of Hastings. Celestial judgment and providence. Or an instrument of the devil, as Pope Calixtus III called it. Heaven knows what awaits us, one professor said. It is a reminder of our...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?